Today's daf is Gittin daf Chof Gimel, and we are at the Mishnah, five lines from the bottom of daf Chof Beis Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned Ilui Nishmas Chayim Elazar Ben Yibodol L'Chayim Reb Shimshon Aryeh. So today's daf is a daf that definitely requires an asterisk next to it. It's a classic daf that has in it Gittin Yisoidis and really a lot of Teresh Baal Peh Yisoidis. I feel like we say this a lot lately, but today's daf for sure is hafachba vafachba dekulaba. We'll do what we do, and along the way, just try to be ma'orer some of the ha'aris and the nekudas that we're not going to really be able to properly explore, but with the understanding that Be'ezer Hashem, mikan, ad la'ach hazman, we'll have to come back and go back into it a little bit better. Either way, with that hisnatzlus and with that hisklamer, gittin daf chof gimel. Talk to Mishnah. Hakol ksheirim lichta vesaget. Everyone is kosher to write again. What does everyone mean? Afilu, even a cheresh, a shoita, and a katan, who you would think for sure are not kosher to write again, says the Mishnah, even they can write again. Ha'isha koseva seskita. In fact, a woman can even write her own get, and for that matter, a man can write his receipt, he can write his shoiver, which is what he received in exchange for payment of the ksuba. And the reason that a woman can write her get, and the reason that a man can write his shoiver, is she'en kiyum haget ela b'chosamav, because a get does not become a get when it's written, but rather a get becomes a get when it's signed. So although in Svara you would think that a woman cannot write her own get, and you would think that a man cannot write his own shoiver, but being that the ksivas hashtar in and of itself is not what makes the shtar, but really the proper kiyum maget happens b'chaysamav, so I don't care so much who it is that wrote the get, I don't care so much who it is that wrote the shayver, and it's for that reason, ho'isha kaysevah saskita v'ish kaysevah shayver. So again, this Mishnah is ma'at hakamos, it's roivo echos, it's made up of a reisha and a seifa. The reisha discusses who is it that's kosher for ksivas get isha, and the Mishnah says akol ksherin lichtav esaget, everyone can write again, even a cheresh oit v'katan. The seif of the Mishnah discusses a woman who is going to be divorced with this particular get. Could she even write that get? Meaning, it's pashut that a woman can write a get. Hakol ksherin lichtav esaget. The question is, what about this particular get that is going to be the source of her own gerish? Could she write that? The Mishnah says, even that's okay. And for that matter, an ish is koisev eshivrei. Now, really, to appreciate what the Mishnah just said, you really have to learn the next Mishnah, which we're going to learn in the course of today's daf. That Mishnah discusses who's kosher to be a shliach lahilacha for a get. And there the Mishnah says, akol ksherim lahavia saget, chutz michere, shoita, v'katan, v'suma, v'ovid kechavim, meaning not everybody is kosher to play that role of gerishin. As it relates to shliach lahilacha, there's a list of exceptions. The Gemara is going to discuss some possible additional exceptions. But ksiva saget, that everyone's kasha for. And really, the Mishnayos are comparing and contrasting ksiva saget versus hava saget. Ksiva saget, hakol ksherin lichtav saget, afilu cheresh oitav katan. However, as it relates to hava saget, hakol ksherin lahavia saget, chutz from an entire list of exceptions. Zok to Gemara. Hakol ksherin lichtav saget, afilu cheresh oitav katan. How could that be? Volav b'nei deyaninu l'chayra. Are not b'nei day. How do we know that? That's Talmud Bavli 101. We know a cheresh oit v'katan are excluded from every halacha in the Torah that requires das. If that's the case, how could they write a get? Now, what's the kasha? You need das to be able to write a get. Zok Rashi, last Rashi on the Amid, v'lo yadi lichtav lishma. One of the integral halachas of ksivas haget is, as in the Torah v'kasav la, and from there we learn la lishma, and being that ksiva saget has to be lishma, so how is it possible that a cheresh shoyta v'katan are kosher to write a get? I understand they could do the ksiva, but l'chura they can't be mechavan lishma, and if they can't be mechavan lishma, that in and of itself should be a problem. So the Gemara now, from here until the Mishnah, is going to discuss this question, and b'sikum, the Gemara is going to say three answers to this question. I think it's kedai to speak out the three answers. They're easy, they're short. spoke about it in a Reid Bite a little while ago, and I think as a precap, it'll make the Gemara flow a little bit more smoothly. The first heresy the Gemara is going to say is that it's true that a cheres shoyt v'katan are not b'nei das, but if there's a gadol that's oimid al gabav, then they're considered to be b'nei das. So the Mishnah is talking about where the cheres shoyt v'katan wrote the get, but there was a gadol oimid al gabav, b'chai gavna, they could have das. Second heresy the Gemara is going to say is that the Tana of the Mishnah is Rameir. Rameir holds Eidei Chasim Makarti, and as we've seen so many times, according to Rameir, that Eidei Chasim Makarti, when it says in the Torah v'kasav law, the kasav doesn't really mean the ksivas I get, but what it means is the chsimas I get, as if it would have said the chasam law. So it's true there's a din lishma, but the din lishma is that the chasima is bilishma, not that the ksivas I get bilishma. The time of the Mishnah that holds a cheresh oit v'katan are kashif ksivas I get is Rab Meir. According to Rab Meir, there is no din that ksivas I get has to be lishma. The third heresy the Gemara is going to say is that when the Mishnah says akol ksher and lichtev es aget afilu cheresh oit v'katan, it's referring to the toifus of the get. But Enochinami, it's not referring to the Tairif of the get. The Din Lishma in Ksivas Aget is the Iker part of the get, which is the Tairif of the get. As it relates to the Taifas of the get, it's not a problem. The Tana of the Mishnah could be even Rabbi Laza that holds a Demesira character, who holds that the Kasav Law means that the Ksivas Aget has to be Lishma. There's no God Olay Med Al Gabav, but there is a component of the get that could be written afilu shaloi lishma, and it's that chelik of the get that the Mishnah was referring to when it said hakol ksher and lichtav es haget. Either way, three simple answers. The Gemara, of course, has some akuli upshuri. Zok the chelik of Gemara. So again, v'alab nei deyanenu. How is it okay for a cheres shoyt v'katan to write a get? There's a halacha that ksivas haget has to be lishma, and a cheres shoyt v'katan anap nei das. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said the first teretz of the Gemara v'husha yagad olaymet al gabav. Enochanami, a cheres shoyt v'katan really cannot write again. However, hacha b'mayaskina, where there was a god olaymet al gabav, and if there's a god olaymet al gabav, then a cheres shoyt v'katan are kosher to write again. Now the truth is, this idea that a cheres shoyt v'katan are treated like bnei das when there's a god olaymet al gabav is something that you find in other sugyas hashas. This is not an exclusive answer for Gittin Daf Chav Gimel. This is true elsewhere. Most notably, the first parak of Masechta Shulin, where the Gemara talks about Cheres Shoyt V'Katan. Are they kosher for Shechita, or are they not kosher for Shechita? It's the first Mishnah of Masechta Shulin. And the halacha is that they're not, unless there's a God Olam Adagabav. So this is an idea that already has precedent, and that is that Cheres Shoyt V'Katan are considered Neidas, but God Olam Adagabav. Rav Huna said that's the Kimt of the Mishnah. Only Rav Nachman told Rav Huna, El Miyato, if that's the case, that Cheres shoyt v'katan are kosher v'ksivas aget. If there's a god olaymet al gabav, then elameyato ovet kechavim. If you have a guy who's writing a get for Yisrael olaymet al gabav, if there's a Yisrael olaymet al gabav, hachanami the kosher. Are you going to tell me that it's kosher? Meaning, Rav Nachman said that pashtus, you would think that a guy is not kosher v'ksivas aget, and the reason is because Ksivas Aget requires Lishma, and a guy is not Shayach to Lishma. But if you're going to tell me that even someone that's not Shayach to Lishma, but God, Oymed Agabav, suddenly becomes yes Shayach to Lishma, then Lechura, what should emerge is that an Oyved Kechavim is also Kasha for Ksivas Aget. Okay, sounds like from the Mishnah maybe he is. Akol Ksher and Lichtav Aget, Afilu Cheres Shoyt V'Katan, we didn't exclude an Oyved Kechavim. But Rav Nachman said, V'chitei Mahachi Nami, if you're going to tell me that that's the case, V'Tanya, the problem is, Avim Mufurish Abraisa, Oyved Kechavim, puzzle that an Oyved Kechavim is not Kasha for Ksivas Aget. According to you, Begad Oymed Al Gabav and Oyved Kechavim should be kosher for Ksivas Aget. So the Gemara said, Oyved Kechavim ledaita denav sheyofid. An Oyved Kechavim, as it relates to the halacha of Lishma, is worse than a cheres shoyt v'katan. A cheres shoyt v'katan are not bnei deya. They don't have proper das in order to be able to be mechavim Lishma. Gadol Oymed Al Gabav is miyashiv that issue. How it works in the world of Lomdis, that's one of the things we're not going to talk about. But the point is that that works. That's one of the chidushim in the sugi of Das, that there's an idea that even someone that's not a bar Das, somehow he can shtel zichtzu if there's a God olaymet al gabav to Das. An Oyved Kechavim is a bar Das. The problem with an Oyved Kechavim is we don't trust him. L'dayte denav sheyavid. And being that it's l'dayte denav sheyavid, you can have a God olaymet al gabav in Haim Pizmargin. But if we're concerned that the Oyved Kechavim is doing his own thing, then God olaymet al gabav is not going to help. So the Oylem Cheres Shoyt V'Katan kosher begadol leimed al gabav. What's the kasher then? An oivik kechavim should also be kosher begadol leimed al gabav. Oivik kechavim and cheresh oit v'katan are not the same thing. Hatzad hashava shabehen is that we don't trust that they're being mechavim l'shma, but not for the same reason. Cheresh oit v'katan poshut he's not capable. Oivik kechavim because it's a daitet denavshe l'may nafkimino begadol leimed al gabav is going to help. But either way, the Gemara says hadam Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman heard everything that Rav Huna said, and he felt that the emes is not like Rav Huna. Rather, lav milsehi da amri, that midika pasaleila avikachavim in yinavah, a being that you find in the next Mishnah, the Mishnah that we referenced in the introduction to the daf, that in avikachavim is mentioned amongst the list of people that are not kosher to be a shliach leilach for a get, michlal d'le'in yiksiva kosher, must be that as it relates to ksiva saget, he's going to be kosher. In other words, Rav Nachman said that I actually think that an avikachavim is kosher for ksiva saget. And his diak was, because the Mishnah says, I call ksheir l'chtev saget, I feel a cheresh oit v'katan, and it doesn't exclude oivik kechavim. Now you'll tell me maybe the reason that Mishnah didn't exclude oivik kechavim is because we're not talking about oivde kechavim. We mean tzivishin inzere. The problem is the next Mishnah says, I call ksheir l'havi saget chutz, and one of the things that are excluded is oivik kechavim. That means the Tana of our Mishnayis here is willing to incorporate oivde kechavim where applicable. And if that's the case, there's a glaring diak. If the Mishnah was not memayit oivik kechavim here on Chav Beis Amid Beis, Vais Tois and oivik kechavim really is included. So Rav Nachman, who asked on Rav Huna, why is it that an oivik kechavim is possible if the Mishnah's going begad olay mit agabav, came around and he said, you know something? I actually think I made a mistake. I think an oivik kechavim is really kosher. So the Gemara interrupts for a minute and says, "Vatanya oivik kechavim pasul. How could you tell me that an oivik kechavim is kosher? You yourself, Rav Nachman, is the one that quoted the Braisa that says that really an oivik kechavim is pasul ksiva saget." Says the Gemara, "Ahi Rav Elazar, Rav Nachman said that Braisa that says that an oivik kechavim is pasul ksiva saget is going quaint Rav Elazar the Amar who holds Eide Mesira Karti." And according to Rav Elazar, holds Eide Mesira Karti, when it says in the Torah of Akos Savlo, what is it referring to? The Ksivas Haget, Ubina Ksivas Lashma, Baha Vadi Oivik Echavim, Adaita Denavshe Kovet. And an Oivik Echavim is Adaita Denavshe Kovet. Now the Gemara leaves us hanging a little bit, so we need Rashi. Our Mishnah, however, that says that an Oivik Echavim is Kosha Lixivas Haget. Now again, the Mishnah didn't say Mefurish that Oivik Echavim is Kosha Lixivas Haget, but very much implied from the Mishnah is that Oivik Echavim is Kosha Lixivas Haget is going not according to Rabbi Lazar. Then who is it going according to Rav Meir, who holds Eide Chasim Akarti? If Eide Chasim Akarti, what does V'chasam Lo mean? It really means V'chasam Lo, and the reason Rav Kechavim is kosher, even though Adaita Tanavshe Ka'avid, is because there's no din that Ksivas Aged has to be Lishma. There's a din that Ksivas Aged has to be Lishma, but not that Ksivas Aged has to be Lishma. And this is just a roundabout way of really presenting the second teretz to the Gemara's Kash, Ayin Rashi. And that is, how could a Cheresh Oit V'katan write again, Eider Lav Bnei Deya? Rav Huna said, God alone with Al-Gabav. Rav Nachman said that Hamani, who is the Tana of the Mishnah, is Rav Meir. According to Rav Meir, there is no din that Ksivas Aged has to be Lishma. There's a din that Ksivas Aged has to be Lishma. So what's the problem with the Cheresh Oit V'katan are going to write again? Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said. And Rashi says that this Amar Rav Nachman is not the Hemshech to what Rav Nachman just said, but it's a Maimer HaMusker. So Rav Nachman's about to say a Maimer HaMusker, Mei Inyan LeInyan, but Ois Inyan, as it relates to Shitas Rav Meir, who holds Eid Chesim Akarti, and whether or not Ksivas Aged has to be Lishma or not. So Rav Nachman said the following, Oy Mahoy Rav Meir, Rav Meir flaked Zogin. He didn't just say this one time. This was Margula Bepume, Oymer Hoyer Ameir, Afilu Matze Be'ashpa. If a sofer would find a get in the garbage, Chas Venastula, and he would give it as a get, Kosher, the halacha is, that would be Kosher. Now, what's the chiddush of this statement that Rav Nachman said that apparently had a Masoy Rameir used to say? It's that Rameir holds like Ksivas Aged doesn't have to be Lashma, but even Midrabbanan, it doesn't have to be Lashma. That's the punchline. The punchline is that Rameir, who holds V'chasav means V'chasam, so he holds that Ksivas Aged has to be Lashma. It's Pasha. But Oymahoy Rameir, that it works even L'chatchilo, even on a rabbinic level. I mean, you could have thought maybe on a Deiraisa level it's going to be okay. No, Rameir said, Afilu Matzah Ba'ashba Chasma Benasnala is going to be Kasha. The Chiddush is even Midrabanan, which by the way was a Mefurish Gemara, Le'il Daf Gimel Amid Beis, but the Gemara was debating whether Rameir, who holds Eid Chsim Akarti, is there a Din Dirabanan that maybe Ksifas Aged has to be Lishma? And the Gemara said, no, how do I know it? It's from this Rameir. Either way, Isvei Rav, the Rav Nachman, Rav asked Rav Nachman, how could you tell me that? How could you say that even Midrabanan, according to Rameir, Ksivas Aged doesn't have to be Lishma, but there's a Mefurish Braisa that says, V'kosav Lo, And v'kasavla means lishma. Ma'ilav k'sivas aget. Doesn't it mean that the k'sivas aget has to be lishma? Lo y'chsimas eidim. When it says v'kasavla, it means as if it would have said v'chasavla, it means the k'sivas has to be lishma. Esvei Rav, Rav asked another gash, Rav Nachman, from a Mishnah, kol getchen lichtav shaloi lishma, misha pasol, any get that was written shaloi lishma is pasol. So you see, it's pasol. At the very least, pasol. Midrabanan. If you're telling me the Rameir holds ksivas aget, doesn't have to be lishma. I feel midrabanan. So how are you going to learn this Mishnah? So Rav Nachman said, "Ema shenichtam shaloi l'shom misha pasul." Change the gears in the Mishnah. Not kol get shenichtam shaloi l'shom misha, but kol get shenichtam shaloi l'shom misha. Because ksivas aget really doesn't have to be lishma. Esvei. But he asked another kasha, Rava. Kshu koisvei. When you write a get, kilu koisvei lishma. Meaning, as long as you write a little bit of the get lishma, it's as if you wrote the whole get lishma. My love, what does this Mishnah mean? Probably kshu koisvei l'tayr lishma. As long as you write the Torah of Lishma, it's kilu kaisvei l'tayves lishma. It's as if you wrote the Torah of Lishma. But what's the bottom line? You see from here, at the very least, you have to write a get lishma. At least with the Rabbanon, you have to write a get lishma. Why? Rav Nachman said, I'm not impressed from this raya either. I think when it says kishu kaisvei, what it really means is kishu kaisvei. And what the Brice is saying is, kishu kaisvei lishma. When you sign a get lishma, it's kilu kaisvei lishma. It's as if you wrote the get lishma. But the bottom line is, all these rayas that you're bringing don't mean chsima. Ksiva de mixima. It says ksiva kashav amaisa. But the bottom line is what it really means is iba yaseim that the Gemara says, or you can answer all these questions differently. Again, Rav Nachman said a chiddush that Rav Meir that holds ede ksima karti that v'kasav means v'chasam. Not only midai raisa do you not need ksiva zagat lishma, but even midai rabbanon you don't need ksiva zagat lishma. I have so many Mishnah / Braisa level halachas that seem to talk about ksiva zagat lishma. So the first mahalach of the Gemara was just change the gersa every time it says. Ksiva, delete, cut, paste, ksima, done. Okay, that works. The Iba Yaseim of the Gemara says, Hani Mastisim, Hani Rabbi Lozah. You could say that all those Mishnayas and Braises are really going according to Rabbi Lozah, the Amar, Ede Masira Karti. But the bottom line is, we brought Rav Nachman, really for the first discussion of Rav Nachman, not so much for the second, and that is Rav Nachman's the second mahalach in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says, "Akol k'shein lichtav zaget, afilu cheres shoyt v'gotan," I then apnei day they can't be mechavan lishma. The Teretz says we're going according to Rav Meir holds eidik sim akarti. You don't need ksivas zaget lishma. Not only midday raisa, even midday rabbanit, which by the way is why the second part of Rav Nachman is important, right? Let's be honest, because the Mishnah is saying that lechatchila kol k'shein lichtav zaget lechayra even a cheres shoyt v'gotan. You'll tell me it's Rav Meir. I maybe midday rabbanon. The Teretz is this maimer amuskar of Rav Nachman. So therefore, it's going to be mutter even lechatchila. Third teretz is Rav Yudah Mashmuel. Rav Yudah said the name of Shmuel. B'hushas Shayim Makamat Tayrev. That la'olam the Mishnah is referring to ksivas aget, not. Well, it's referring to ksivas aget, and we're going according to Rabbi Loza that holds ksivas aget has to be lishma id mesira karti because of law means the ksiva. And it's not going begadol erim adagaba. They can't be mechavan lishma. The teretz is the Mishnah is talking about with the cheres shoyt v'gotan wrote the get, but they left over the makom ha'tayrif. All they wrote was the tayfus. V'chenam Reb Chago shmei deula v'usha shayim makom ha'tayrif for Rabbi Lozer. And it's I'm going quite Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Zreikam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Zreikam said the name of Rabbi Yochanan in a tayrah. He looked at this Mishnah and he heard this whole discussion and he said the following cryptic words. He said, Ein Torah. Fake the Gemara, the obvious questions. My Ein Torah. What does that mean? Ein Torah. I'm Rab Abba. So Rab Abba sent Kan Hoidiyacha She'ein Koyach Lishma. Rab Yochanan was trying to say was that the way I looked at the Mishnah is that the Mishnah was almost being mezalzo in Ksivas Aget as it relates to the halacha of Lishma. Rashi, b'mishnosenu shezilzulu b'ksivas getin. Where do you see the Mishnah was mezalzul and ksivas getin? Hakol k'sheru lichtav zaget, afilu cheres shoyt v'gotan. Everyone, it doesn't matter who, everyone's cautious. It sounds like we're shtickle being mezalzul. And again, contrast it to the next Mishnah, where we're going to get very nuanced. This person, yeah, that person, not. So v'yeh, nah, everybody's fine, it doesn't matter who. Afilu cheres shoyt v'gotan. And from the feel of the Mishnah, it's mashma that we're being mezalzul a little bit in ksivas zaget. What does that mean then? What it means is, V'rameyer, he must be the time of the Mishnah is Rameyer. The Omer, Edich Simakarti. And if that's the case, the Torah really never told us any halachas of Ksivas Aget. There's no pasuk, no word in the Torah that governs Ksivas Aget. It says V'chasam La, we're going to coin to Rameyer. It really means V'chasam La. And if that's the case, what Rabbi Yochanan is then saying, that I think the Pshat in the Mishnah is that we're going according to Rav Meir, which was the second of the three pshatim, which was the pshat of Rav Nachman. So after we brought three mahalchim, how to learn the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan, the great Rabbi Yochanan, right? It's always newsworthy to know what Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is in a sugya. Say, sure, Rabbi Yochanan or Rav Nachman. He held the second pshat that it sounds like from the Mishnah we're going like Rav Meir. We're going that Ksivas Aged is not negate. Not that Ksivas Aged is choshev, but there's a God alone with Agabov. Not Ksivas Aged is choshev. We're talking about the toifas. Now we're being mezalzel in Ksivas Aged. Vayis says not we need Ksivas Aged. We're going to Rav Meir. Faith the Gemara, because Rabbi Yochanan have said that. I mean, Rav Nachman would have a problem if he said it. But how could it be Rabbi Yochanan said it? What's the catch? Of Amr Rabbi Bar Bachan and Rabbi Yochanan? But Rabbi Bar Bachan said the name Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar here. Now, what is this referring to? This is yesterday's daf. So in yesterday's daf, the Mishnah discussed in Koisvim the Mechubah Lekarka. Kasha the Mechubah Tosha B'Chasim and Asla Kasha. And the Gemara had a Kasha between the first line of the Mishnah, second line of the Mishnah, and the Gemara had two Mahalchim, had to be Miyash of the Mishnah. One Mahalach was the Mishnah's going coin to Rabbi Meir, and the other Mahalach was the Mishnah's going coin to Rabbi Lazar. Ayin Sham. But the point is, Rabbi Yochanan himself learned that the Mishnah was going according to Rabbi Lazar. And the Gemara thinks it's a kasha. That Rabbi Yochanan learned the Mishnah Chaf Aleph Amid Beis according to Rabbi Lazar, and the Mishnah Chaf Beis Amid Beis according to Rabbi Meir. And it's one perek with one Seder of Mishnayos. That's in the Gemara's mind, the steer is Rabbi Yochanan. And for the Gemara, Ninu, Valiba de Rabbi Yochanan. It's not fair. Why? Because it's different Amayron that was saying what they heard from Rabbi Yochanan. Our sugi, it's Rab Zrika Amir Rabbi Yochanan. And yesterday's daf, it was Rabbi Bar Barchanan in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. It's two different Amayron. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yochanan. I mean, each Amayr would have to be consistent, that both Mishnais would have to be either Amay, either Rabbi Lazar. You have a Kasha, what Rabbi Yochanan now, it's two different Amayron, and it's because it's two different Amayron, since for that reason, it's not going to be a problem. So just to come up for breath, before we start the next Gresa Sugya, and just be Ma'ir some of the raid that we're not going to talk about. So, number one, it's mavur in our sugya, a chiddush, and this is a shas chiddush, and that is, although a cher, a shayt, and a katan are not b'nei das, but at the same time, begad olay mit al gabav, they are treated as if they are b'nei das. Our sugya is discussing ksivas haget, we mentioned earlier, the first parak in Masechta Shulin regarding shchita. Tosfos stells to this inyan to other areas in shas as well. Most notably, chalitza. The Gemara Masechtas Yevamos Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis says that a katan and a ktana are excluded from the parasha of chalitza. And the Gemara brings a pasuk. It says ish regarding the man's role in chalitza, and it says isha regarding the woman's role in chalitza. Ish is memayid a katan, and isha is memayid a ktana. And Tosfos asks a kasha, that why do you need psukim to be memayid ktanim and ktana? It's from chalitza. Typically, the Gemara says that chalitza requires ache yischav nushneim. Both the chaylets and the chalutza, they both have to have das. So if they have to have das, a cher shayt of a katan are anyways excluded from das. So why do I need a pasuk made a katan? Typically, a katan is anyways not a bar das. Zok toisvis lefid this sugya, the teretz is meyushiv, because although it's true a katan can have das, but begad olam al gab of a katan can have das, and being that a katan can have das, begad olam al gab of, so zok toisvis. Therefore, I need a pasuk because chalitza takes place in Bezdin. Bezdin means, by definition, there's always going to be a God Olay V'Dal Gabav. So on a pasuk, without a technical issue of the fact that the Katan and the Ketan are not Ish V'Isha, you would have thought that they do have the ability to have das. But Tosfos follows that up with a Grace Akasha. Tosfos' Grace Akasha is that there's a Mefurish HaTosefta that says that a Shoita is not a Bar Chalitza. Fake Tosfos, why is a Shoita not a Bar Chalitza? A shaita could have, a shaita is a gadol, right? So there's no problem of ish v'isha. The Gemara says that a cheresh and a charesh are also excluded from chalitza because they can't talk. They're inay ba'amra v'amra. A shaita doesn't have that problem. And begadol lema d'agabav, a shaita can have das. So Frank Toysfer is that why is it that a shaita is not a bar chalitza? L'chayra, a shaita should be able to be a bar chalitza, although he can't have das. Begadol lema d'agabav. And Toysfer says, we spoke this out very recently, a very, very cryptic teretz. Toysfer says that although it's true that a shaita is a bar chalitza, a shoita can have das, but at the same time, being that if a shoita is going to do chalitza, it's not going to be minker and milsa, that he's really doing what he's supposed to do with the proper das, therefore it's not going to work. In other words, God olay mit agabav only works where there's some hecker that as a result of the God olay mit agabav, this chere shoita v'katan is doing the proper thing. So as it relates to ksivas haget, for example, ksivas haget you're doing a lot. You're writing a get with the name of a man and a woman and the city and the zman. There's a lot taking place. So although this person that's writing is not a bardas, but b'tziruf, the hecker of the maisa that's happening, there we look at this as a milsad chshivas, and as a result, it's going to work. But as it relates to chalitza, being that the man, let's say the shoyta, is not really doing much, so therefore there's no hecker that he really chaps what's flying, even though there's a god olemad agabav, and it's for that reason, even when there's a god olemad agabav, it's not going to be okay. Now, Taisa just finished saying that as it relates to katan and ktana and cheresh v'charesh, is also over there, god olemad agabav would work, so you have to start splitting gears. You have to be mechalik between the lav bardas of the cheresh and the katan versus the lav bardas of the shoyta. The cheresh and the katan, god olam lagabav, is going to work as it relates to chalitza, but the lav bardas of the shoyta, there it's not going to work regarding chalitza, being that it's loy minker and milsa. But al kapanim, that's Tosfos Teretz to this kasha, that if cheresh, shoyta, and katan are considered bnei das, but god olam lagabav kimavur and gittin dafchav gimolam aralav, so why is it that a shoyta cannot do chalitza? Katan and Ktana, we have mutant for that. Cheresh and Chareshes, we have mutant for that. We have no miut for Shaita. So l'chayr, if that's the case, then abnei das, actually ischav du'shteim. But what about Godol Eibad Agabav? So Tosfos had to come on, and Tosfos had to say a teretz. Then this is another very, very big teretz to this kasha. And that is a Rashba. The Rashba is a Masech Teschulin, Taf Yudez Amar Aleph. And the Rashba over there says as follows. V'rabbeinu harav zal tiretz. This kasha, why is it that a Shaita can't do Chalitza begodol Eibad Agabav? Said the Rashba, the chol davar she'efsha lasoisei al yudei shliach. Anything that a person can do al yudei shliach, havi amida al gabav, then if there's a god olamad al gabav, it works, because kavonas ha'oiso is going to shtel tzu to the god olamad al gabav midin shlichos. Avol davar she'efsha lasoisei al yudei shliach, but anything that you can't do al yudei shliach, af amidas bendas al gabav, even if you're going to have a god olamad al gabav, loy ma'ilav loy ma'irida b'mokim she'tzarech kavon. Said the Rashba, grossly aside, and that is that the only time god olamad al gabav works is if this is a parasha where shlichos works. But if this is a parasha where shlichos is not going to work, then over there god olamad al gabav is not going to work. As if to say, god olamad al gabav works midin shlichos. That's how it works. The longest of it is shlichos. So if it's shayach to do this al yedei shlichos, so then you can do it al yedei god olam al gabav. But if you can't do this al yedei shlichos, it's not going to work. It says the Rashba v'hilka chalitza she'ef shalas oisle al yedei shliach chalitza, which you can't do al yedei shliach loy mahanya midas bezdin al gabav. So even though there's a bezdin there and bezdin is a god olam al gabav, it's not going to work. The hainu taima. This is the reason the shoyta shenechlatz shechalitza soy psula avol get she'ef shalim loy shliach l'ksivas aget. Then he talks about shchita v'chul v'chul. But this Rashba is a very, 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 very important Maror Makim. But the bottom line is, state on the Rashba, you saw it in God Olamad Agabav. God Olamad Agabav works within shlichos. So yeah, so when you learn getting daf chav gimel, and we know ksivas aget, you could do all your day shliach, so there's a parsha of God Olamad Agabav. But when you're learning chalitza, you can't do all your day shliach, and because you can't do chalitza, your day shliach, there it's not going to work. If this Rashba sounds familiar, we spoke a lot about this Rashba when we went through the part 2 of Chalitza al Yedei Shliach, the Sefer of Bechachma from Rav Yehuda Lovitch. And Rav Yehuda Lovitch, in fact, very much based his tremendous, tremendous kula on this Rashba, a diuk in this Rashba. This Rashba shrine Chalitza doesn't work al Yedei Shliach, but he had a very, very chashiv diuk in this Rashba. But the bottom line is that this is not learning Chalitza Yedei Shliach, we're learning God Olam Adagaba, but this Rashba is very much, if we were learning Be'in today, we'd spend a lot of time on this Rashba, very, very Vichtige Rashba. Now, we spoke about this Tosfos just recently, just kedai to speak of that again, because it sounds like from Tosfos, for sure, that there's an Inyan that God Olam Adagaba works really for a lot of things, right? Tosfos expanded God Olam Adagaba from Ksivas Aget, Shchita Schulen, to even Chalitza. Chalitza is like an ishus diga, chalois that's taking place. And the emes is, could a cheresh shoyt of a katan then maybe get married if there's a god olam adagabav? Could a cheresh shoyt of a katan, let's say a shoyta, who became a shoyta after he was already married, could he now divorce his wife if there's a god olam adagabav? The short answer is, of course not. Who can even entertain such a tzad? It sounds like there would be way too many kashas. Stating that the Noida Yehuda, and this was in his fiery tshuvas that he wrote regarding the Kli V'Get, he held based on this sugya right here and this Tosfos and Yerushalmi in the beginning of Masechtas Shumas. Again, we just spoke about this very recently. That could be a cheresh shaita v'katan, specifically a shaita in his noise, would be able to divorce his wife as long as there's a gadol leimad al gaba. And if it works for Ksivas Aged, and if it works for Shchita, and if it works for Chalitza, why would you think that it wouldn't work for Gerushin? And if that's the case, it would work for maybe Kiddushin as well. We spoke out, Chassam Sofer and Tshuva said, Yishtaka Hadavar, V'lo Yiyomer. And he said, even though Noibida said it, you can't even use it as a sniff lahakal. He said it five times in his Tshuva. Mavish, there's no way you could be Soymech on this Noibida, but Al-Kopanim, the Pashta says you can't. And really, the Avoida then becomes, why not? And then you have to say, Lombis, Chalitza is a Chalois Atayra, Gerushin and Kiddushin, the person himself is the one that's making the Chalois, Prime and Seif and Al-Chasiv of Chalitza, Vadvar Matikin, One other thing that I think we should mention is that Tosfos asks a gevaldige kasha. Tosfos says that we're discussing whether a cheresh shaita v'katan could write a get. And the Mishnah says they could. Afilu cheresh shaita v'katan. Okay, so the question is that they can't be mechavim l'shmas. So you have three mechavim in the Gemara. Right, Tosfos, I have a different problem. Who has the right to get? The husband has the right to get. V'kosav lo sefer krisus v'nasim b'yada. The person that's going to be the v'nasim b'yada, he's the person that has to be the v'kosav lo. So freik tois akasha, if that's the case, so how can a cheresh shayit v'katan write a get, l'cheri den napnei shlichos? Den napnei shlichos, so their stamas are excluded from ksivas aget. They could have lishma, they can't have lishma. Let's say there was no din that ksivas aget has to be lishma. There's no din that ksivas aget has to be lishma. Fine, but there's a din ksivas aget. And if there's a din ksivas aget, then l'chayra, the husband's the one that has to do it. And if they're not pnei shlichos, it shouldn't be shaykh. And Tosfos says one line, another line that's marish shalomis. V'yesh loymar, d'loy be'inon shlichos b'ksiva. Ksivas aget inherently doesn't require shlichos. The v'kosav lava balkoi el asoifer. When it says in the Torah v'kosav la sefer krisos, Torah's not talking about the husband. The Nosan, yeah, that's talking about the husband, but the Vekasav and the Nosan is not the same person. Vekasav means somebody, the cipher, whatever, whoever's qualified, anyone could do it. But there's no din that the husband has to do it. If there's no din that the husband has to do it, so then there's no parasha needed for shlichos. Torah just says, let it get done. Chereshoit of cotton could write, so there's no reason they should be able to do it. If the husband had to do it, I hear. So now ready has to be a man of shliach if someone's going to do it for him. Chereshoit of cotton and not pnei shlichos. But Tosfos says that really, when it says v'kasav, it doesn't mean the husband. A lot of Rishonim are chaylik on Tosfos. Obviously, you have to answer Tosfos kasha. Again, no raid, but just some of the nyonim over here that we're not talking about. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. So we go from the Mishnah that discusses who's kasher for Ksivas Aget to the Mishnah that's going to discuss who's kasher for Havas Aget. Hakol Ksher Lahavias Aget. Everybody's kasher to be a shliach lehoilacha. So we know a man can divorce his wife. Al Yudei Shlichs, the first line of the Masechta. Maybe get Mimdina Sayyam Tzarach Shiyayim Rabbifanei Nechta, Bifanei Nechta Zagrashi. Who is the maybe a shliach lehoilacha? So we know a shliach lehoilacha could execute Gerushin. So who is kosher to be a shliach? Says the Mishnah, everybody, with the exception of a cheresh, shoita, v'katan, v'suma, v'oived keichom. Zok the Mishnah, kibbalah katan v'higdol. What happens if a katan was a shliach loylacha, and before he had a chance to actually give the get over to the isha, it became bar mitzvah, cheresh, or a cheresh was a shliach, v'niz pakach, and he had a refuah. Suma, v'niz patach, he too had a refuah. Shoita, v'niz taf, he had a refuah. Oiv kechavim, v'niz gayer, or oiv kechavim became a shliach, and then he was megayer. So all these people that are puzzle for shliach, they were psulim at the time of the minu shlichos. However, later, before they actually executed the shlichos, they already were okay. The halach is still possible. Meaning, if they were possible b'shas the minu shlichos, it's a problem. Avol pikech v'nischarish b'chaz v'nispakach. What would be if somebody was a pikech at the time of the minu shlichos? He became a cheresh, and then when it came to the v'nasa b'yada, he was a pikech again. Pasuach v'nistama v'chaz v'nispatach shofli v'nishtata v'chaz v'nishtafu. All these cases, kasha, the halach is he's going to be kasha. Because even though in the interim somewhere these people were not in a matzav right now where they were shayach to shlichos, but as long as they were in the beginning and they were at the end, that's fine. Zeh klal. In fact, this is the rule. Kol shetchilasa v'soifay b'das kasher. Meaning, lafuke, if in the interim they weren't, that already doesn't bother me. As long as in the beginning they were and at the end they were, that in and of itself is going to be okay. So, Ksivas aget, hakol ksherim, havas aget, everyone with the exception of a cheresh, shaita, a katan, a suma, and an oved kechavim. And the Gemara now is going to discuss all of these people that apostle the havas aget. Zok the Gemara, bishlein the cheresh, shaita, a katan. I understand why a cheresh, a shaita, and a katan are excluded from being a shliach leilacha. What's the reason? The lab ne deyaninu, because they don't have das. So what? They don't have das. So in the previous Gemara, labnei deyaninu meant v'lo yadi lichtav lishma. So Rashi said, what does Rashi say here? V'gabi shlichos ish be'inon v'lo katan. The shlichos nafgalon mi v'yikchu lehem ish celebes avos echol keach l'kulon. What the Gemara means is that chereshayt v'katan anapnei shlichos. Because they're napnei das, they're napnei shlichos. And if they're napnei shlichos, so how could they bring again, which, by the way, just exacerbates Tosfos Kasha that we spoke at right before we started the Mishnah. Then why in the previous sugya, if they're not bnei shlichos, were they kasha l'ksivas again? But the point is, bishlan l'cherashayit v'katon, they're not bnei deyaninu, therefore they're possible to be a shliach leilach. Ayvik echavim nami, ayvik echavim also zok the gemara chvashtei. Why they're possible avos again? And the reason is, the lav bar heteru. Because an ayvik kechavim is not a bar heteru. What does this mean? We have to see Rashi inside. First, b'rayt d'shira, lav bar heteru, de'en lahem kedushin. They ain't get the noyag in Bahan. An Oyvik Echavim can't get married, Kedas Moshe of Yisrael. Can't get divorced either, Kedas Moshe of Yisrael. Ubemidi de lenafshe loichasi, something that they themselves can't do, loy matzlum evish lichus alachrini. They can't be a shliach for either. Meaning, an Oyvik Echavim is excluded from the parish of Gittin Vikadushin. And because of that, he can't play any important role in Gittin Vikadushin. Can't even be a shliach. So I understand, says the Gemara, why Cher Shoit Vakatan can't be a shliach loilacha. They're not bnei deya, which means, it sounds like from Rashi, they're not bnei shlichos. And Ayvik Echavim, I also understand. Why? Because he's not Pateras Gittin V'Kedushin. El Suma, my Lord. But why not a Suma? Suma is a Bar Das. He's Pateras Gittin V'Kedushin. So why is Suma excluded? Now, the truth is, there is a Shittas Rabbi Yehuda in Shas, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda holds, that a Suma is Potem in Amitzvahs. But we don't Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And even though there's a Rabbeinu Yeruchim who says, L'chumer, you have to be Chayish for Shittas Rabbi Yehuda, V'advar Matikin. But the bottom line is, we're assuming our Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So if that's the case, then L'chayra, he's Chayiv in Mitzvahs, he's a Bardas, he's B'tayra's Gittin V'Kedushin. And if that's the case, why can't a Suma be a Shliach Lo'ilach V'Gerishin? Amar Rav Sheshes, so Rav Sheshes, who himself was a Suma, said, L'fisha eni idea, there's a technical problem. Or for someone to be a shliach, you have to know who the mishalech is, and you have to know who the person that you're delivering this shlichus to is. And being that the suma physically just doesn't know mimi noitloi ula mi noisnoi, that's why he's excluded. Maska for Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef, who was also a suma, asked the kasha to Rav Sheshes. He said, if that's the case, heich suma mutabe ishtoi, heich bnei adam mutare bin ishoseyim balaylo. If you're going to tell me that a suma, somebody that can't see, has no ability, has no capacity to know who is sending him on a shlichus or who the shlichus is being addressed to, so I have a very, very big problem. A suma could get married. How could a suma get married? How is a suma allowed to be with his wife? He doesn't really know it's his wife. And by the way, if that's the case, at night, balayla, back in the day, everyone was considered a suma. And if that's the case, what do you have to say? The terrence is, why is a suma mutabeishtoi? It's because a suma can recognize a person by the person's voice. And a man can recognize his wife at night by her voice. It's so too, the chayri should be able to be a shliach based on Tvias Ayin the Kol, meaning there's a concept of Tvias Ayin the Kol, and because the concept of Tvias Ayin the Kol, based on that, it's with Elam Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said, now you have to say a different reason. Meaning, the reason a Suma is excluded from being a Shliach is not because he doesn't know who he's going to or who he's coming from. He does, Tvias Ayin the Kol. Rather, Pshat in the Mishnah is, Hacha b'chutz la'aretz askina. The Mishnah, or at least the Suma part of the Mishnah, for sure, it's talking about where the Suma wasn't just a Shliach, but he was a Shliach in Chutz La'aretz. What does it mean, Chutz La'aretz? To bring a get from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, or maybe Medina LeMedina LeChutz La'aretz. But the bottom line is, he's a, maybe even Ba'isa Medina LeChutz La'aretz, but he's a Shliach in Chutz La'aretz, and he needs to, therefore, when he delivers his get, say the magic words, the Ba'ilam Eimar, B'fanai Nechtav, B'fanai Nechtav, V'lei Matzul B'Meimar, that he certainly can. How could he say b'fanai nechtav? He can't say. How could he say b'fanai nechtav? So the reason there's a problem is not because he can't be, he could be a shliach. Abahochel mayaskinon, where azasar shliach needs to say b'fanai nechtav, you have to, that's a takanas chazal. And kol ha'mashanim b'mapeh, shetavu chachamim, yoytzi b'avlad mamzer, according to that mayor. So that's something that needs to be set, he can't say it, and that's why he's excluded. So if you have Rav Yosef, of course you have Abaya. So Abaya told Rav Yosef, if that's the case, let me ask you a question. If you would have someone that was not a Suma at the time of the Minu Shlichas, and then he became a Suma afterwards, he could say, Bafanai Nechtav, Bafanai Nechtam. Why? Because even though right now he's a Suma, but at the time of the Shlichas he wasn't. So, okay, now I'm the Kashi, you're going to tell me in that case he's going to be Kashi, but Tani, read the Mishnah, it doesn't sound that way. Because the Mishnah says, Pasuach Vinestamo, Vechaza Vinespatach. If this Suma was not a Suma at the time of the Minu Shlichas, then he became a Suma in the interim, and then when he executed the Shlichas, again he wasn't a Suma. It's Kashi. Now, what does it sound like? Chaza Vinespatach in Loi, Chaza Vinespatach Loi. It sounds like the only time it's going to be kosher if he was okay at the time of the minu is if this is also okay at the time that he executes. What's the kasha? L'chaira, if there's no issue be'etzem of a suma being a shliach, and it's only a technical b'fanai nechtov b'fanai nechtam problem, so as long as he was good at the time of the minu shlichus, as long as he was able to say b'fanai nechtam, then that should be okay. But the Gemara says, enachinami. I'm asking, it's a good kasha, and I agree. And in fact, who didn't have a gaftaloi chazam in the spatach? Really, if somebody was Pasuach v'nestama, he would be kosher even if he wasn't chazav v'nespatach. Aye, then why did the Mishnah add that kinage? Aye, did the Tani shavi v'nestapta v'chazav v'nestafa? Because being that the Mishnah also was talking about a shaita, and as it relates to the shaita, the only time he would be kosher is if he was a shaita in the interim. But if at any of the bookmarks, right, any of those ends, he was a shaita, it would be an issue. Time of the chazav v'nestafa, halach chazav v'nestafa loy. If he did not become okay again at the time that he executed the shlichos, it would be a problem. So there we had to say chazav v'nestafa. So just to be consistent, we said the same thing regarding the Suma. But Enochanami is related to the Suma, even if he wasn't Chazav and Espatach, it would be okay. I'm Rav Ashi said, Dekanami, I'll prove to you this Teretz is the right Teretz. Diktani, because the Mishnah ended off with a klal. What was the klal? Kol she'tchi wasoi v'soifoi bedas kosher. Anyone that starts bedas and ends bedas is going to be kosher. Said Rav Ashi, that's a little bit interesting, because the Mishnah's exceptions to who is not kosher to be a shliach halacha are not only talking about people that don't have das. Cheres, shoita, v'katan, yeah, they're lapinei deyaninu. But suma, sha'alzeh onudonin, he's excluded not because he's not a bar das, but he would be excluded for some ulterior reason, but it's not because he's not a bar das. So if the klal is referring to suma also, then why are we saying kol shetchilas v'soif v'das? What it should have said was kol shetchilas v'soif v'kashus. Abba v'loi katani kol shetchilas v'soif v'kashus. Ashman, you know, the rule wasn't going back on suma. Suma, we said the same thing. We just mentioned the b'derech aga, but really the klal wasn't referring to suma, because suma is a b'fanai nechta problem, and if it's a b'fanai nechta problem, it's just enough that he's not a suma at the time of the minute shlichos, and a pasuch v'nestam is going to be okay, even if he's not chaza v'nespatach, and it's a raya then to Rabbi Yosef's pshat in the Mishnah that hacha b'chutz la'aretz oskina. So just another raid bite that we're not going to talk about now is that the Gemara mentioned this idea of tfias eino dekala. So this is also something that's come up a lot. Most recently, in the end of Masechtas Yevamos, where we spoke about whether or not Tfias Ayin Dekoil is something that can be used in Hilchos Eidos. So really, it's a machloikis, ktsois, and nesivos. But where it comes up very, very much is in the Aguna Shailos. So can you rely on a Tfias Ayin Dekoil in sugyas of Agunas? This is Dvarim Atikin, the Inkam Mekoy Milaharech. It came up very much in the 9/11 Shuvas that were written. But Tvias Ayin Dekoil, is that something you can rely on in Hilchas Agunas, where there's a lot of kulas, Mishum Aguna, Akilu Be'Rabbanon for sure, or is not something that you're able to rely on? Just kedai to mention, in addition to that, the Ramban Al HaTorah, where the Ramban in Parshas Toldos, so we know that Yaakov, based on the guidance of his mother, went to steal the brachas that Yitzchok wanted to really give Esav, a kol kol Yaakov Ayadayim Yidei Esav. But the Ramban, in his discussion of thinking through Yaakov Avinu's strategy, says, I pasha don't understand the game plan. Says, Vani tameya, eich loy pachad me heker akol. How is Yaakov not afraid? So it's very nice. Ula Yerushani, obviously, puts on the whole beged. But at the same time, he wasn't worried about his voice. Hakol kol Yaakov. So how is Yaakov not afraid of that? Eich loy pachad me heker akol. V'chol bnei adam nikarim b'koyim, says the Ramban. We know people can very easily be recognized by their voice. K'may sh'amu Rabbi Seinu, heich suma muta b'ishtoy, v'heich bnei adam utar b'nei shasayim b'alayla, elu b'tfiyas eina d'kola. V'mstam bnei adam akirin kein. And if a regular person can notice someone by his voice, my year be Yitzchak, Hachacham v'habaki, Lashon HaRamban. Ma'ir b'yitzchak hachacham v'habaki l'hakar bein bonav shetil oi be'emes tfiyas ayin dekol. There's no way Yitzchak, the chacham and the baki, and these are his sons no less, he went to edit tfiyas ayin dekol. So I partially don't understand Yaakov's mahalachit. That's Ramban's kasha. I need tomeya. So says the Ramban, ulai hoyu ha'achim ha'ilo doymen b'koylo. So maybe they had the same voice. V'lekach amru ki ha'koyl koyl Yaakov dvorav. Right, the only way he was able to notice that it was called Yaakov was Pasha from the Edelkeit of Yaakov. But based on the voice itself, he says they were brothers, they weren't just brothers, they were twins. And as a result, maybe they sounded the same. Oi, perhaps, says the Ramban, maybe Yaakov Avinu knew how to change his voice. Says the Ramban, there are people that know how to do good impersonations. I've seen people like this. I mean, the Ramban doesn't say that. But he says, I know there. I have. But the Ramban doesn't say that. There are people that know how to do that. And as a result, says the Ramban, maybe that's what was happening here. Maybe that was the Mahalach. But the truth is, this Ramban's important. And it's quoted by the Meshivan. Because the Ramban already, he poured a little bit of cold water on this whole Indian of Tfiyas Ayin Dekol. I mean, once the Ramban says that Yesh Bebnei Yoidim Lasis Kein, and Yaakov Avinu, that's what he was doing, so then how taka do we rely on Tfiyas Ayin Dekol? Okay, so maybe we can rely on it in certain areas, but once there's a little bit of a luch in the whole Indian of Tfiyas Ayin Dekol, then it opens up Mokin to be Machmer in certain areas. Again, this came up very, very much in the Agun Shailas, Ayin in the related raid by Zokti Gemara Vaita, another very, very important classic Gemara. Bo name it Avami. So the Bnei Yeshiva asked Ravami the following question. Eved, ma'u sheyasa, shliach, lekabel get isha miyad bailo. Could an Eved, as an Eved Kanani, be a shliach, you have to read these words very carefully, lekabel get isha miyad bailo. For the woman, to be mekabel the guy. So the oil master of Ami, could an Eved Kanani be a shliach lekabola for the isha or not? So we know a man can make a shliach lohilacha, and maybe get mdinas hayam, and a woman, if she wants, can make a shliach lekabola to receive the get, and do her role in this gerushin. And the question was, an Eved Kanani, could he be a shliach likabal? Amaluhu. So Rav Ami told the Oila, midakapasalei l'Ovi Kechavin, from the fact that the Mishnah mentioned that in Ovi Kechavin, one of the five exceptions to the rule, that is excluded from being a shliach l'ilacha, and didn't mention Eved Kanani, michlal d'Eved kasha, v'aistois, that an Eved is going to be kasha. I mean, the Mishnah said, ha'kol k'shem l'havi yisaget chutz mi'cher, shoyte katan sumai v'kacham. Didn't mention anything about an Eved Kanani, v'aistois. An Eved Kanani really is going to be kasha to be a shliach l'ilacha, and if an Eved Kanani is going to be kasha to be a shliach l'ilacha, then l'chayra, an Eved Kanani would also be kasha l'kabel get isha, Miyad Baila. So two things. Firstly, the question was, could an Eved Kanani be a Shliach Kabbal? The raya was from the Mishnah, that the Mishnah did not exclude an Eved Kanani from being a Shliach Lailacha. Vice versa, an Eved Kanani could be a Shliach Lailacha. I hear. So you're proving from the fact that an Eved Kanani could be a Shliach Lailacha that means it could be a Shliach Kabbalah. It was Tanoi Chitim V'Aydulai B'Sairin. We're discussing Shliach LeKabbalah. How are you bringing your Raya Shliach LeLacha? So Rashi says that you have to say that La'olam, the Shaila that they asked Rav Ami, wasn't exclusive to Shliach LeKabbalah. It was true for all Shluchim. And the reason is, says Rashi, last line, the Kulachada Taimahu. Because what difference does it make? Meaning, if an Eved Kanani could be a Shliach LeLacha, he could be a Shliach LeKabbalah. If he could be a Shliach LeKabbalah, he could be a Shliach LeLacha. If he can't be a Shliach LeKabbalah, what's the difference? And therefore, the Gemara is mixing and matching. Meaning, Eved Kanani, the Shaila was Shliach LeKabbalah. We're being pushed it from Shliach LeLacha. Up in Svara, what should be the difference? And because in Svara, there's no reason that it should be any different, so it's for that reason, although the Shaila was Shliach LeKabbalah, it was pumped regarding Shliach LeKabbalah. It could have just as equally been a Shaila regarding Shliach LeLacha. Rashi says that was grada what they asked. But Eved Kanani, it wasn't unique and exclusive Shliach LeKabbalah, and therefore we were able to be poshut from the Mishnah. Now, what was the raya? The raya was that the Mishnah mentioned Eved Kechavin, and it didn't mention Eved Kanani. But just to explain the Gemara a little bit better, because that just segues to the whole rest of the daf. And that is, an Eved Kanani is a little bit like an Eved Kechavin. He's also a little bit like a Yisrael. The Rambam says he's not an Eved Kechavim, Avol Chlal Yisrael Loi Nichnas. He's a Zay Yisrael, but Miktsas. But the bottom line is he's like a quasi. So If an Eved Kanani was excluded, then all you had to say was Chutz Mi Eved Kanani, and I would understand Eved Kochavim, because it's Bechlal Masayim Mana, literally. So the fact that the Mishnah excluded the Eved Kochavim, who's the full-fledged Eved Kochavim, as opposed to the Eved Kanani, who's as a chatzi Eved Kochavim, it's therefore mavur that it's only the Eved Kochavim that's excluded, it's not the Eved Kanani. Bottom line is, the Shiloh was, can Eved Kanani be a Shlilcha Kabbalah? And the way Rashi learns, for the same price, could it be a shliach lo hilacha? We were pushing it from the Mishnah. The Mishnah excluded Eved Kochavim, which is the full-fledged Eved Kochavim, not the Eved Kanani. That was who Shita Rav Ami. Stating that, not everybody agreed. Who was Cholik? The great Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Asi said in the name Rabbi Yochanan, Eino Eved Nasa Shliach LeKabbalah Get LeIshem Yad Ba'ilo. That no, an Eved Kanani cannot be a Shliach LeKabbalah, can be a Kabbalah Get. And the reason is, Lefisha Einoi B'Toyres Gittim V'Kedushin. Because in order to be a Shliach, you have to be B'Toyres Gittim V'Kedushin. And he's not B'Toyres Gittim V'Kedushin. Just like an Eved Kochavim can't be a Shliach. Why not? Because he's not B'Toyres Gittim V'Kedushin. La B'Toyrehu. So too, an Eved Kanani is not B'Toyres Gittim V'Kedushin, and therefore he's going to be excluded. Maskeflo Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Lazar asked the kasha time b'milso the lesson. It sounds like the only reason the Eved Kanani can't be a Shliach l'Kabbalah is because we're dealing with Gittim V'Kedushin. And in order to be a Shliach, in order to play any critical role in Gittim V'Kedushin, you have to be someone who himself could stand under a chuppah. You have to be someone who himself is able to do it, a gerishin. But Habim Bilsa, the Isay Kasher, let's say we were handling an Indian that they are Shaykh. Let's say this was a Chayshim Mishpah case. We were dealing with Kinyan. I don't know. So over there, the Eved would be able to be a Shliach. Take the Gemara, Va'ivik Echavim, Va'hakuti, take the Ivik Echavim and the Kuti. The Isnu B'Tayrus Shumat and Afshay. They could be Mafras Shumat. Rashi says that there's a big machloikis in Chas if an Ivik Echavim owns property in Eretz Yisrael. His tefuah, is it chayv and truma or is it not chayv and truma? Yesh kinyan l'Eved Kochavim lafkir mi'at truma, is it ma'isrus or not? So according to Ma'anama that holds that it is chayv. And Eved Kochavim himself could be the one that's going to be mafresh truma, to be moitzi all the tevel mi'at tevel. So an Eved Kochavim and a kuti, they can both execute a truma. The Tanan, it's a Mishnah. Eved Kochavim v'akuti shetarmu mishalohem. Truma, some truma, right? It's considered truma. Yet, but now we learned in the Mishnah, Oivik Echavim Shatarim Shal Yisrael. If an Oivik Echavim would be Tairim Truma for Yisrael, Afila B'Shos, even if he was a Shliach, ain't truma, say truma. The truma wouldn't be a truma. My time, what's the reason? Lab Nishom Dichsev. Probably because the Pasik says, Gam Atem. Now this is in the parish of Afrosh's Truma. Kein Torimu, Gam Atem Truma Slashem. This is one of the Makairis to the Halacha of Shluchai Shaladim Kamois. It's not time from this Pasik. Atem, Gam Atem is the Rabbi Shliach. But we learn from there that Ma Atem Yisrael, just like you, the Pasuk's talking to the Yid, Af Shluchachem Yisrael, so too the Shliach has to be a Yid. And that's the reason that even though a Goy is Isa B'Toyres Truma, but at the same time he can't be a Shliach. A Kuti can't be a Shliach. If that's the case, Frank the Gemara, you would think an Eved Kanani also not. Why? Because an Eved Kanani is also not Yisrael. Yisrael means you're a regular Yid. Eved Kanani is not. And because an Eved Kanani is not a Yisrael, so therefore, Freik the Gemara, L'chayr, Eved Kanani should anyways be excluded. So it's a kasha Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that why is that Eved Kanani can't be a Shliach LeKabbalah? Because he's not a Teres Gittin V'Kedushin. It sounds like if he was a Teres Gittin V'Kedushin, he would be able to. L'chayr anyway shouldn't be able to, because he shouldn't be a not Bar Shlichos. Just like an Eved Kochavim is not a Bar Shlichos, even in a parish that he's B'Teres, such as Truma. Why? Because Gam Aten, and we learn from there, Ma'atem Yisrael, Af Shulchachem Yisrael. So L'chayra, the same should be true regarding the Eved Kanani. And the Gemara says, again, these are Mamish Yisoydes here. Amri Debei, Rabbi Yanoi Loi. That's not the way you darshan the Pasuk of Gam Aten, Ma'atem Yisrael, Af Shulchachem Yisrael. Rather, the way you darshan the Pasuk is, Ma'atem B'nei Bris, Af Shulchachem B'nei Bris. The reason a Goy is Nismayit is not because he's not Yisrael. The reason a Goy is Nismayit is because he's not a Bar Bris. Whereas an Eved Kanani, although it's true he's not Yisrael, but at the same time, he is a Ben Bris. What makes an Eved Kanani Ben Bris? Akrashi, he is Mahul, Muhulim, Ubo Bevris Mitzvahs. And at the same time, an Eved Kanani is Chayv in certain Mitzvahs. So it's true he's not Yisrael, but he's Nichnas Lebris, and as a result, he would be able to be a Shliach, and being that he would be a Shliach, that's where Rabbi Yochanan had to come on to a new reason in order to explain why it is that Eved Kanani cannot be a Shlich LeKabbalah. If he's a Inu B'Teres Gittin V'Kedushin, typically he's not a Bar Shlichos. He is a Bar Shlichos. I Gam atem ma'atem Yisrael af shulchachem Yisrael. No, it's ma'atem b'nei bris af shulchachem b'nei bris, and eved Kanani is a ben bris. Omer Rab Chiya bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yechon. Eino eved nasa sheikh lekabel get isha miyad bayiluch v'isha eino b'tayrus get the kedushin. So this is verbatim what Rav Asi had said over in the name of Rabbi Yechon. Chiya bar Abba was also Tam Rabbi Yechon. He said over the same thing that an eved can't be a sheikh lekabelah. Why? Because he's not Pateros Gittim the Kedushin. He's Pateros Shlichos, clear, but he's not Pateros Gittim the Kedushin. But in this version, he added language. Even though we learned, that the halacha is that if somebody goes over to his Shifcha Knanis and he says, I want you to remain a Shifcha, uvladech ben chayrim, however, I want your Vlad to go free, the halacha is a Mhoiso Ubra. If she was an Ubra, Zach Soloi, the halacha is, it's going to be okay. So Rabbi Yochanan said that even though we learned that Harei at Shivcha Uvladeich Ben Chayrim Hoysa Ubra Zach Soloi, that a Shivcha could be Zoicha in a Get Shichra on behalf of her Uber, it's not a steer to what I just said. The Eino Eved Nasa Shlich LeKabel Get Ishim Miad Bailo Befisha Eino Betayrus Gitim Bekedushin. So the Gemara says, Mayim Hoysa Ubra Zach Soloi. What exactly did Rabbi Yochanan mean when he added that piece? And the way Rashi explains it is Ma inyan shichur etzel gerisha. What shaychis? What do the two have to do with each other? And the kashas start. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Eved can't be a shliach v'gerishin. Why? Because he's not pateros gittin v'kedusha. Right? Eved can't get married. That's Moshe v'Yisro. You'll ask me a kasha that Eved or shivcha can be a shliach to be mekabel shichur on behalf of her vlad. So what does it sound like the kasha is? The kasha is that if an eved can't be a shliach, forget yisha, how could an eved be a shliach, forget shechur? Right? That's sort of where the kasha is coming from. But it's a pella, because at the end of the day, the reason the eved can't be a shliach for gerushin is because he's not b'teirus getting the gedushin. An eved is very much b'teirus shechur. Who's more b'teirus shechur than an eved? So avada, he's b'teirus shechur. So what's the kasha? So the Gemara says, Ki asa Rav Shmuel by Yehuda. Rav Shmuel by Yehuda came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. So he heard the Olam was tumbling about this member from Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon was in Eretz Yisrael. They're all in Bavel. So he says, I'll tell you what I heard. No, the Olam didn't bring over all the information, but rather he said as follows. He said, Rabbi Yechon and Tarti Yama. Rabbi Yechon had really said two halachas. Rabbi Yechon said the first halacha that we mentioned. Ein eved nasa shechur kabel get ish leish miad bailu. And then he said something else. He said, "Nirin dvarim." I think that an eved is able to be a shliach lekabala feshecher if he's being meshacher someone else's eved. So if Reuven wants to be meshacher his eved, he can hire, or he can Shimon's eved can be a shliach to be the shliach the kabbalah. But if Reuven wants to be meshacher his own eved, he can make one of his other avadim to be the shliach. What's the difference? The difference is that an eved could be a shliach the kabbalah because he's b'teira shichur. However, not from his own adoin, and the reason is because klape his adoin, his yad is not really a yad. Klape someone else's adoin, we look at his yad as being a yad, but he doesn't really have a yad klape his own adoin because his yad belongs to his adoin, and therefore he can't be a shliach for the other eved. And on that, Rabbi Yochanan, the second thing that Rabbi Yochanan said, two things regarding the second thing. Again, what's the second thing that a adoin that wants to be meshacher his eved can't use one of his other avadim as the shlich lekabalah? So Rabbi Yochanan said, "V'm lachshich adam loymar." What does lachshich mean? If somebody's going to whisper, Rashi says, "Ba'oznecha." Someone's going to tell you in your ears, "Zu halacha shnuya m'hoisa ubra zach salai." That someone's going to say, "What do you mean? I know the halacha is that a man can be meshacher his shivcha's uber by giving the get shechur to his shivcha." So doesn't it sound like what's happening is that you're using your shivcha as a shliach? So you see, a person's own eved, own shivcha, could be a shliach even to be meshachar his own eved. And Marlois Rabbi Yochanan said, this way you should tell him. Shnei gedolei adar pishu as adam. There were two gedolei adar that already explained it. Rab Zeirav, Rav Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak. Chadam once said a mani Rabbi that who really is this going according to Rebbe, the Amar, who holds a Meshacher Chatzi Avdoi Kona, that if someone's Meshacher Chatzi Eved, it's going to be Kona, right? The infamous Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin. So if someone's Meshacher Chatzi Eved, he becomes a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin. The Chad Amar, and the other one, and this Chad Amar is not a Machloikis, but the Chad Amar is a beer, and it's an explanation. The Chad Amar, he explained, Rashi, Moisefu Messiah Pirush Adover. He explained what the first Chad Amar was saying is, my time in the Rebbe, what does this all mean? Baha, meaning, what did he mean? A meshach chatzi of the ikonu. K'sav uba yerech imayu. Ben asik mishayik nolo echon me'evareh.
Uber Yerachimai. And because Uber Yerachimai, a Shivcha that has an Uber, that has a Vlad, we look at that Vlad as being a chelik of the Shivcha. And because we look at that Uber as being a chelik of the Shivcha, so it comes out if somebody wants to be Meshachrer an Uber by giving the Get Shichrer to the Shivcha, the way we look at it is not that he's making the Shivcha into a Shliach, because that's not what's happening. Shliach is the Taich that Reuven's doing something for Shimon. No, over here you're being Meshachar part of me. That's what you're doing. I guess you're being Meshachar half of me. But the bottom line is it's not Shlichus. And because it's not Shlichus, it has no Shaychus to this Indian. Adon can be Meshachar his own Shivcha, even though he owns his Yad, right? Al Zeh Nehemar, Gittin Ayin Zayin Amid Beis, the last two raid bites. So that was never the kasha. The kasha was, could he be a shliach? So we assume that the way it works is the shivcha is being mekabel to get shichra on behalf of the ober. Kamashlan, that's not what's happening. What's happening is he's being meshachar chatzi yevin, because he's being meshachar chatzi yevin. So on that chatzi yevin, regular gita v'yodai b'an ke'echad, and therefore there's not going to be a problem. But the bottom line is that a lot just happened. But the takeaway of this last part of daf, as it relates to Masechtas Gittin, on the daf is that we have a shayla. And Bechura, big machloikis, Amoiroim, Rav Ami, and old Amoiroim in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, regarding whether or not an Evet Knani could be a Shliach Lekabel get Isha Miyad Bailu. Could an Evet Knani be a Shliach Lekabel or not? Rav Ami said yes, Rabbi Yochanan said no. Rav Ami said yes, he didn't explain himself, but he proved it from the Mishnah. He said the Mishnah says, I call Ksheir Lehovi Yesaget, Chutz Michere Shoyte Katan Suman Oyvich Echad. Rabbi Yochanan said no, and the reason Rabbi Yochanan said no was because at the end of the day, Einoi Betoiris Gittin Vekedusha. Now, Lechura, when you walk away from the Sugya, I think you have to ask yourself, how's Rabbi Yochanan going to answer Rav Ami's kasha? Lechay, Rav Ami had a raya for the Mishnah. Rav Ami said that if a Evet Kanani is possible, so why did the Mishnah mention Evet Kechavim? Say Evet Kanani. You're saying good, say better. Evet Kanani would include Evet Kechavim. And by saying Evet Kechavim, I wouldn't necessarily know Evet Kanani. So, Lechura, how's Rabbi Yochanan be miyashav that? So it's Tosfos kasha. It's the top Tosfos on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. And Tosfos brings from Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam said a very big chiddush just in Pshat. For Imer Rabbeinu Tam, the Nokad Ovid Kechavim, La'ashma Inon, Ovid Kechavim in his Gayer Apostle. Because the Mishnah mentioned what happens if someone was an Ovid Kechavim at the time of the Minish Shlichos, and then he became a Ger, right? We had all the cases. Someone was a Katan the Higdil, he was a Shaitav and a Shtachel. What if he was an Ovid Kechavim, then he was Megayer, the Alochas Apostle? Afal Pi, said Rabbeinu Tam, and this is true, even if Ba'ois Neshahoisadai to this Gayer. Even if at the time of the Minish Shlichas he already had a mind to be Megayer, still he's an Ovid Kechavim. That is a Chiddush, said Rabbeinu Tam, and it's a Chiddush that the Mishnah was only able to say by Ovid Kechavim and not by Evet Kanani. And the reason is because even though there's an Indian of Geirus by an Evet Kanani, because an Evet Kanani is a guy b'mitzvahs, but at the same time, it's not B'yodei L'skai. So if the Tana and the Mishnah would have said Evet Kanani and wouldn't have said Ovid Kechavim, I wouldn't have known what the halach is by an Ovid Kechavim that's daito this guy. And the Tana Mishnah wanted me to know that. So said Rabbeinu Tam, that's why the Mishnah said Ovid Kechavim, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yochanan, that's why I didn't say Ovid Kechavim. That's Tosfos Kasha. But Tosfos clearly is muching with this Kasha, and this is the teretz that Tosfos was forced to say. Stating that, and again, we're not going to talk about this now, but just the Marumachim, and that is that there's another Mahalach in the Rishayim, a very, very important Mahalach in the Rishayim, and I think we would literally commit malpractice if we went Vaita without at least mentioning this Shita. And that is, the Ran brings from Rabbi Yosef Alevi, that Rabbi Yosef Alevi said a different Teretz. He said that the emes is, Rabbi Yochanan was talking about a Shliach LeKabal. The Mishnah that says, Akol K'sher L'Havi Yisaget, Chutz Micher, Shaita V'Katan, Suma V'Avi K'chavim, is talking about Shliach LeKabal. And Rashi really asked the Kasha in the beginning, the middle, and the end of the Sugya. It's Rashi's Kasha. And Rashi, meaning, how could Rav Ami prove his halacha from the Mishnah? They asked him about Shliach LeKabbalah. And you're proving me from Shliach LeKabbalah. So you see that it's true. Rav Kanani could be a Shliach LeKabbalah. But who said that means it could be a Shliach LeKabbalah? So Rashi said, because the Bnei Yeshiva and Rav Ami's Beis Medrash stayed in Erechilik. The Kulachad Taimahu. Because it's all one and the same. Why would you think it should be any different? So said Rabbi Yosef Alevi, that it was Kulachad Taimah, that's what they held in Rav Ami's Yeshiva. But in Rabbi Yochanan's yeshiva, they didn't hold that way. In Rabbi Yochanan's yeshiva, they held Sadot Tzvei Dinim, Sadot Shliach Loi Locha, and Sadot Shliach Loi Kabbalah. And Enochinabi, for a Shliach Loi Locha, it's Mefurish in the Mishnah. Hakol Kshem, Chus Vyavik, Hacham, and Vaisen, Sadot Kanani is going to be kosher. Obevas is Negeya.
being a shliach lekabbalah, that already is going to be different. And the question then is, why? What's the difference? Why would Rabbi Yochanan hold that an Eved Kenani can't be a shliach lekabbalah, but he could be a shliach leilacha? And Zilbasa Taima, Rabbi Yochanan explained himself that Eino Eved Nasa Shliach lekabbalah get leishim yad baila lefi she'eino b'toyra skitim v'kedushin. It's because he's not b'toyra skitim v'kedushin. So if he's not b'toyra skitim v'kedushin, and therefore he can't be a shliach lekabbalah, so he's not b'toyra skitim v'kedushin. So therefore he shouldn't be able to be a shliach leilacha either. I mean, you have to be b'tayr skit in the kedushin to be the biyada chelik of anasam biyada. Okay, so you have to be b'tayr skit in the kedushin to be the venasan chelik of anasam biyada. What's the difference between the venasan and the biyada? The venasan is the husband's role. The biyada is the wife's role, right? Venasan biyada. This is gerushin in a nutshell. He has to do venasan, and she needs to do biyada. So to be a biyada, you have to be b'tayr skit in the kedushin. But to be venasan, you don't have to. So Rabbi Yosef Halevi spoke very, very cryptically. And Rabbi Yosef lately said, Vishanya Kabbalah mehailacha. Kabbalah and Halacha are different. The Shliach Halacha in a Eloka Shliach the Alma. Ubishlichas the Alma Isno. Have a Kanani can be a Shliach, like the Gemara said. Ava Shliach Kabbalah, Mikiman Chegia, get Layada Migureshes, for who ain't Layad Lagarishin. Hail the Inabitaris Gittin. That's what Rabbi Yosef Halevi said. The Avni Meluim in, again, no rage, but the Avni Meluim in Simen Lamed Hey, and this is in Siv Katan Tes. So he brings the raid of Rabbi Yosef Halevi, and he has a whole arichas v'lanias daiti nira b'taim lo'ishal Rabbi Yosef Halevi. And he tries to say pshat. He says pshat. I tried understanding it, but the Avni Meluim zok pshat. And Rabbi Chper and Bircha Shmuel, this is obviously Masech Tzkitin and Simen Lamed Dalet. So he brings this raid and he says, "Ubi mei churfi iyanti bozeh." I was ma'ayin in the singing. V'kivanti letirich ala avni meluim be'ezus Hashem yizbarach. And he says, "Umayri v'rabi schusi yogan aleinu amen hadricheni lechaven ateretz azeh balkei nevar be'ezus Hashem yizbarach hadover." And he goes on and again he says, "Rabaruch ber degirid," to try to be masperet. And then at the end, to add a little bit hoysafes beer, he says, "V'hinei mikvar hikshe echon migoines manenu yichya." Hagoyin ha'amiti rabbis zalman neira yor shlita al hezber zed the soif mashayach loymar the hishav hagoyin sheichya take a lot of drama here. But the ikur is the vart and the lumdus, and it's a hard vart. But the bottom line is it's mavur over here that there's a fundamental difference between the venosan and between the biyada. The 60-second version is that the way we view Gerushin is not so much that the husband with his Nesina is being Poyol the Gerushin, but the get itself is what's being Poyol the Gerushin. It's the Chefts of the get that's the Megarish. You just need a Mais and a Nesina, but the point is the get itself is what's being Megarish. It's the get in the hand of the Isha. So as it relates to her Chelik of it, her Yada needs to be B'Teres Kitten for Kedushin. Aber the husband who's going to do the Maisa Nesina, that doesn't have to be a B'teiris Kittim V'Kedushin the Gemaisa, because it's not the Maisa Nesina that's being piled, but it's the get itself that's being piled. Or Baruch Per's Sprach is that the only reason the Torah said you need a Venasan is so it shouldn't be Tligitech Me'al Gabi Karka. That's why you need a Maisa Nesina. Because if she would just pick it up, it would be Tligitech Me'al Gabi Karka, and that's one of the Tanoim. That's one of the Tanoim of a Kosher Get. But the point is, it's not the Nesina that's Poyol V'Gerishin. It's her having the Get in her hand that's Poyol V'Gerishin. When she has a Get Biyada, the Get itself is what's Poyol V'Gerishin. Either Torah said Venasan, yeah, Medaf Hoban, Amais Nesina. Otherwise, it would be Tligitech Me'al Gabi Karka. But in order to execute that mice in a scene to make it that it shouldn't be tligitech me'al gabi karka, for that you don't have to be b'tayrus skit v'kedushin. To be b'tayrus skit v'kedushin, that requirement, that standard needs to be met for what's actually being poiled the gerushin. But for what's not being poiled the gerushin, for whatever's just a tenai in the gerushin, for that you don't have to be b'tayrus. And that's why Yosef Halevi held that for the isha to appoint a shliach to be her yad, someone that's not b'tayrus get to the kedushin, that's going to be a problem because the get in her hand is the heftz of the gerushin. Whereas the husband making a shliach lahilacha to do the mais in a sin, that shliach doesn't have to be b'tayrus get to the kedushin because the mais in a sin is not the etzim gerushin. It's not the heftz of the gerushin. It's the hechatimtza. It's one of the tenayim of gerushin, but it's not the etzim gerushin. Al kapanim, tein l'chachem v'yech gemoed.